USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. So what's Plan B if President Biden and congressional Republicans can't agree on a debt ceiling and budget cut deal?
Well, there is no Plan B. Our plan is for Congress to act.
Deputy Director of the National Economic Council, Bharat Ramamurthy, on CNN. The president and the top four congressional leaders meet today as the clock continues to tick to the time when the federal government runs out of money. President Biden will be the very first U.S. president to visit the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea. He'll make a stop after the G7 summit in Japan later this month. New details about the man who killed eight people and wounded many others at a suburban Dallas mall over the weekend. Correspondent Priscilla Thompson in Allen, Texas, says the shooter was a prolific poster to a Russian social media site.
In addition to the hundreds of posts and angry rants about Jewish people, women, racial minorities, he also posted photos showing he spent thousands of dollars on guns and ammunition. And we know that for about a year at least, he had been posting photos of the mall, maps of this mall, looking at when the busiest times were.
Senate Democrats want Republican mega donor Harlan Crow to turn over a list of every gift he's ever given Clarence Thomas or any other Supreme Court justice. Crow has denied he tried to influence Thomas, following reports that he paid for luxury vacations for Thomas and his wife over the years. Should birth control pills be available without a prescription? The Food and Drug Administration has tasked a panel of outside experts to consider it. An Irish drug maker is asking for permission to sell its contraceptive over-the-counter in the USA. A government task force says women should start checking for breast cancer by age 40. The old recommendation was 50. The U.S. Preventative Task Force says it's because of higher rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s. This is USA News.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee wants state lawmakers back in Nashville in late August. He's calling a special session to try again to pass stronger gun laws in the wake of the mass shooting at a church school in Nashville. Lee has signed an executive order to strengthen background checks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says lawmakers there need to focus on mental health in light of the latest mass shooting in the state. But State Senator Royce West says it's more than that.
It's not all because of mental health. It's because some people are just evil.
West is backing a House bill that's moved out of a state House committee that would raise the age to buy assault weapons in Texas from 18 to 21.
We are smart enough. If we can solve budget problems in this state working together, we should be able to strike a balance with the Second Amendment issue.
Two Texas Republicans joined Democrats to move that bill out of committee yesterday. As name, image, and likeness deals flourish and athletes easily transfer from one college to another, the NCAA's power over college athletics has diminished, but there's one issue where it stands firm. No gambling by student-athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. Now dozens of current and former athletes at the state's two biggest schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are involved in a sports betting investigation. Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. This word comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.